then miracles, then gifts of healing. Do you see how he again separates healings from power, as he had done before? For power is greater than healing, since someone with power can both punish and heal, but someone with the gift of healing only heals. Notice how he creates a hierarchy, placing prophecy above miracles and healing. Previously, when he said, "To one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge," he spoke without ranking them. Here, however, he establishes a first and a second rank. Why does he put prophecy first? Because even in the Old Covenant, this was the order. For instance, when Isaiah was speaking to the Jews, demonstrating God's power and showing the worthlessness of demons, he also asserted that his ability to foretell the future was a significant evidence of his divinity. And Jesus himself, after performing many signs, said that his ability to predict the future was no small indication of his divinity. He repeatedly added, "But I have told you these things, so that when they come to pass, you may believe that I am he,